Hello, hello. Welcome to How to Become Unstoppable, the 5 daily habits that will transform your body, career, and life starting today. I'm Chrissy Leonard, holistic nutritionist, business consultant, and coach for ambitious, creative women who want an amazing life and a body to match. Thank you so much for signing up for this free training. The techniques that I'm about to share with you took me over 15 years of study. From living in ashrams in India to weeding through stacks of psychological studies to investing thousands of my own dollars in trainings, plus a whole lot of personal pitfalls, obviously, that it took to acquire and really distill this information into something that's going to be really practical and really useful for you. I personally use these exact habits to overcome a 10-year eating disorder, to heal my relationship with food, to lose over 50 pounds, and was able to use these exact habits to help create a business doing work I love. So my intention really is that this is a shortcut for you, that this training is going to allow you to not have to keep spinning your wheels or spending time and energy piecing things together or implementing strategies that just aren't working for you. You know, I find that women are actually incredibly intuitive, intelligent, and savvy about health and business. Yet still so many of us feel stuck, exhausted, stressed out, frustrated, and unable to gain any traction toward our big vision for what we know life could be like. And the reason we feel stuck is not because we're lazy or because we're, you know, not really wanting it, to be honest. It's because we're so busy just trying to get through life. You know what I mean? So let's put it this way. Chances are if I asked you, hey, what should you be doing to advance your career or lose 10 pounds or be a more present partner? You could probably rattle off a list of things. Am I right? So network more, exercise daily, don't bring work home at night. So here's the thing. You don't need me to tell you more things you should be doing. You need to know why you're not following through or doing the things consistently enough to see any results. So the problem here is not lack of ambition. It's that you're pounding away with the wrong set of tools. This is good news because I find that when powerful women are given the right tools, they can apply the same effort but finally start to see remarkable results. As Emerson says, our chief want in life is to have somebody who shall make us do what we can. This is what I'm here to help you do. Here's how we're going to make it happen. So number one, during this training, give it your full attention. If you want to create remarkable results in your life, the first step is making a commitment to yourself and cultivating the ability to see things through till completion. Become a finisher. Finish what you set out to do. So right now, turn off any distractions, don't attempt to multitask, and take out a pen and paper. Number two, be on the lookout for your breakthrough. If you find yourself saying, I know this already, challenge yourself. Instead say, okay, where can I improve on this or take it to the next level? And instead of saying, this won't work for me, say, how can I make this work for me? It's great practice to challenge your mind in this way. It's going to help you move beyond the bog of eternal stuckness and straight into the bright new realm of possibility. Number three, take action. This training is potent. I've seen this exact training help women lose 5 pounds in 7 days. Business coaching clients have used these tools to get their next high-paying client in a week. Women going through divorce or a move or a major transition have used these daily habits to keep their sanity and to come out on top. Quite literally, I've seen this training change people's lives. So, listen deeply, get your breakthrough, and put this insight into action. So decide right now that you are going to use this training as the catalyst for the big change that you've been wanting to make in your life. Sound good? Are we agreed? Okay, good. Let's dive in. Habit number one, start your morning with a glass of hot lemon water. You might be thinking, Chrissy, what? I'm here for a massive change and a big breakthrough, and you're telling me drink lemon water? And yeah, I am. So every morning, simply boil some water, put it in your favorite mug, and add a squeeze of fresh lemon juice, okay? Organic if you got it. Here's why. Studies show that what you do first thing in the morning sets the tone for the rest of your day. I've definitely began my day standing in front of the fridge, eating takeout from the night before, or having chocolate for breakfast while sitting at my desk at the office, or scrolling through emails before I even get out of bed, right? And I know I'm not alone in this, yeah? So what do we do about it? There's a lot of hype right now, honestly, around crafting a morning routine or an elegant ritual, you know, with Instagram-worthy bathtubs and pages of quiet journaling and pour over coffee with perfect lighting. But here's the deal. This is real life. Things move pretty fast. So the trick is to keep it simple. Start with a glass of hot lemon water tomorrow morning, okay? And then go from there. Hot lemon water dates back to 3,000 years ago, okay? So we're looking at Ayurvedic medicine from India. And even in modern day, it's touted as a weight loss miracle tool by Weight Watchers. So whether your reasoning is scientific or esoteric, hot lemon water is an undisputed game changer. Besides it being an anchor for starting the day off on the right foot, which is what I love about this practice, is you also get, one, hydration. So hydrating your body in the morning makes you much more effective and makes your body more effective too. It makes your skin brighter, it keeps your system running smoother, and it lessens hunger. So oftentimes what we think is hunger is actually dehydration masquerading in disguise. So when you start to hydrate early in the morning and make this a practice, make this part of your routine, the less dehydrated you're going to be during the day, the more you'll see your cravings lessen, and the more in control around your food choices you'll become. Number two is gentle cleansing. So hot lemon water creates peristalsis. So this is ripple-like contractions in your intestines that push waste and toxins out. So we all know what we use coffee for a lot of the time, and with hot lemon water, you're going to get that energy boost and regularity, but without the side effects of caffeine. It's a great way to start your day. So let's look at this in practice. My client Kathy was a regular coffee drinker, and she tried forever, like many of us do, to be like, okay, no more caffeine, no coffee, cut back. And when we started working together, I told her, you can have your coffee, but only after the lemon water, if she really wanted it. So 2 weeks in, she told me that she loved making her hot lemon water and sipping it on her way to work, and it was something that she could actually really feel good about. What about the caffeine? I asked her, you know, and she replied pretty shocked. She said, Chrissy, oh my God, I haven't had any. And I didn't even realize it. So using small targeted shifts like this, Kathy lost 12 pounds after being what she called it a Weight Watchers dropout and not seeing any significant change for years. More importantly, she did what she wanted to do. She kicked the caffeine, she got back her energy, and she found herself much more present and productive at work as a result. So, take action now. Write down habit one, drink hot lemon water in the morning. And then make sure you make a plan to pick up your lemons for tomorrow's morning ritual. Habit number two, make meditation no big deal. Oh my God, where to start with meditation and the science behind the simple life-changing practice? Meditation reduces stress, cravings, binging, and addiction tendencies. It can lessen depression, treat pain, increase creativity and productivity, and it helps you develop the ability to focus your attention, which truly makes you unstoppable in every area of your life. Not bad, right? So I've experienced this myself for sure, and my clients have too. So take Sarah and Susie, for example. Both amazing women, both struggled for years overeating at night, right? This is something we've all dealt with at one point or another. They found themselves super successful in their daily lives, but reverting to these kind of shadowy behaviors at night that weren't who they wanted to be. And as a result, they felt trapped in those bad habits and trapped in their bodies. Both started a regular meditation practice when working with me, and within weeks, both women noticed that the days they meditated were also the days they experienced less binging, less stress, and overall made much healthier choices. So again, you probably heard this before. meditation, right? So where's your breakthrough? If you haven't meditated every day this week, now remember, if you're not doing this every day, it doesn't matter if you know this information yet. So my challenge for you is to take it to the next step. So if you haven't meditated every single day this week, here's what I want you to do. Tomorrow morning, make your hot lemon water and sit and meditate for just 5 minutes. You can even do this while the hot lemon water cools, then drink it and go on with your day. It's truly that simple. The key here is to try, or excuse me, not to try to start a meditation practice, but just start meditating. We think we need to build like a Balinese style meditation room or get this special rug or crystal setup from Anthropology or have some deep 30-minute or 1-hour immersion to make it work. But the truth is that mindset is taking you down. Seriously, 5 minutes, and you begin this week. So do not try to make it fancy until you master the 5-minute meditation. And I'll tell you, most of my high-performing clients report that 5 minutes is all they need to become stress-free, laser-focused, and on top of their game. And if we work together, which I hope you get the chance to, I can share some more really incredible techniques with you. And if you're new to meditation, here's the quick and dirty. Number one, sit on a cushion on the floor, somewhere clean and quiet. Literally just a cushion, any cushion. The simpler, the better, actually. And that's it. Number two, sit cross-legged on a chair. If your knees bother you, spine straight. Number three, set a timer. And number four, breathe, relax. And most importantly, enjoy. Listen to the stillness around you. Notice the thoughts that are present. And just keep breathing, relaxing, and enjoying the space you've created for yourself. This isn't about doing it perfectly or getting rid of your thoughts or trying to be like more loving or like make your vibes better. Truly, just sit and enjoy. And it might be a challenge at first. The mind can be a pretty noisy place. But I promise it does get easier. So take action now. Write down habit number two. Make meditation no big deal. And then maybe jot down a couple notes about where you're going to meditate this week and if you need to do anything in order to get that set up. Okay, moving on to habit number three. Treat movement as medicine. So moving your body daily is a no-brainer for health and creating the body you want. It creates stress reduction and like a million other things. Seriously, Google it, you guys. I'm not going to bore you with the statistics. All we know is yes, you need to move your body every day. However, movement does not need to be an hour or two like slaving away on the treadmill at the gym to get amazing results. Consistency actually trumps intensity when it comes to movement. So oftentimes when we're used to dieting our whole lives or being totally type A personalities, we think like go hard or go home. But the mentality that drives that behavior is actually part of what's keeping you stuck. We think of exercise as a punishment for eating or a way to bully our bodies into a different shape or make ourselves somehow into better people. But instead, write this down. The key is to practice progress, not perfection. Progress, not perfection. So, again, you may have heard this before, to exercise. But if you aren't currently exercising 30 to 60 minutes a day, just start with a simple 20-minute walk, or what I call a soul stroll. So my favorite time to add this to the day is during a lunch break. So taking a 20-minute soul stroll actually increases productivity and creativity. It's kind of fun to go window shopping or sidestep into a gallery or library for some culture during the middle of the grind. And it's a beautiful way to get more fresh air and make you feel like you're in control of your life and not chained to a desk. And if you're saying, I know this already, meditation, exercise, Chrissy, really, I'm over it. Check yourself. Remember, you are a finisher. Get all the way through this training. And also, let's get you a breakthrough. Look at the last 14 days. Write down how many of those days you took deliberate time to exercise and sweat for 30 to 60 minutes. If your answer isn't every single day of those 14 days, guess what? You don't know this already, or you know it, but you aren't following through. That right there is the big problem that's taking you down, but hold tight because in habit four, we're going to change that. Okay, so think this sounds a little too good to be true. 20 minutes a day, is that really going to do anything for making radical change in my body or my life? Take, for instance, Claudia. Okay, so Claudia came to me after struggling with her weight for 40 years. She also felt stuck in her life despite achieving a tremendous amount. So during our work together, Claudia added in a soul stroll, and she went down to the salad bar at the health food store down the street. Okay, super simple. No weights, no crazy diet. But using simple habit shifts like this, Claudia lost 17 pounds, more than she had in 40 years. She also reported feeling way more present and energized at work, and even took up painting again, something that she'd always loved but never made the time to do. And for those of you saying, I can't leave work or I'm too busy, etc., listen up. If Beyonce has time to exercise, so do you. Okay, take action now. Write down habit number 3. We're treating movement as medicine. So don't exercise to punish yourself. Exercise to free up your creativity and your productivity. Block out 20 minutes today or tomorrow for your soul stroll. Or if you're already moving your body 20 minutes a day, awesome job. Congratulations. You're doing great. Okay, so your action step is actually to amp it up a little bit, stretch yourself, maybe add on a little bit more time or distance to your current practice, or hit up an African dance class or head out on a big hike that you've wanted to do. Okay, all right, moving on. Habit number 4. Habit number 4 is to say yes instead of no. Okay, what's that mean? You guys still with me? So we got you drinking hot lemon water, you're meditating, you're moving. So next I'm going to share with you this crazy powerful tool that will literally change your life, okay? It's called crowding out. Crowding out is a habit change technique backed by science and proven by practice. And my God, have I seen this work miracles in women's lives. So crowding out means saying yes instead of no. Or in other words, bring in more of what you want in your life and let the rest fall away. For example, when I started my weight loss journey, I worked at a health food store and they had these amazing paninis. Okay, so I would tell myself, Chrissy, don't get the panini, eat salad. But again, hold on, check in here. This is me knowing what I should be doing, right? Which we probably all know this. Salad's better than paninis. But listen, if it was a stressful day, which was pretty much like all the days, let's be real, I would treat myself to the panini and a chocolate bar. I tell myself, I deserve it. I worked really hard today. Sound familiar? This went on for, well, years. And as you can imagine, it didn't really work that well for me as like this whole healthy, you know, lifestyle or weight loss strategy, nor did it make me feel more powerful in my career or in my life. I was always feeling guilty, resentful, like, Chrissy, why aren't you doing that thing you know you want to be doing? And it would just be this spiral that would suck the energy out of my day. There was a lot of panini and chocolate eating in those days and not so much salad. So lots of excuses, not much change. But then I started this whole crowding out thing. So I'd have the panini plus a side salad. So get this. I didn't say no paninis, Chrissy. I said, okay, let's get the panini and let's say yes to bringing in a side salad. Turns out I got really into different flavor combinations and toppings from the salad bar. And eventually I got to half a panini and a bigger salad. And then before long, I was eating big heaping salads and paninis were like a thing of the past. I'd see them, I'd say, all right, that looks kind of heavy and boring and no big deal. You guys, actually craved salad. And please mind you, I'm not like a traditional nutritionist. I didn't have it easy. I struggled very much in this respect. I never thought salads looked sexy or inviting or exciting at all. But all of a sudden, I couldn't get myself away from them. And my clients love this because it means you can still go out to dinners and you don't have to have this rigid plan to follow. You don't have to tell yourself, oh my God, I shouldn't be eating that. But you still make the healthy choices that you want to make and get the results to go with it. It's seriously like magic. It's like, can't wait to tell you more. Okay, so maybe losing weight isn't something that you desire, and you might hear me talking about this. Weight loss is not the only thing I do, but it's something that a lot of my initial clients started with and I've had a really great success rate with. Another thing that I work with people on is their career development, figuring out what their purpose is, what they want to do, and creating their own side business. So this worked for me with weight loss when I lost 50 pounds, but guess what? It also helped me leave my 9-to-5 and create a job for myself doing work I absolutely love. Here's how I crowded out my job. You know, I spent years focusing on how I wanted to do healing work or have my own business or make more art, but I didn't really do anything about it. I just talked about it because, again, it wasn't because I was lazy or didn't want to do it. It's just because I was so busy working, I didn't have time, right? The job consumed my life. But then when I started crowding out, I just brought me and into my work, okay? So there wasn't work Chrissy and real Chrissy. You know, I went back to school and started seeing clients while in my job. Eventually, I simply had just like too many clients that I had no more time available for my job. And now, well, I can't tell you how that was like the best feeling in the world to be like, sorry, I need to leave. I don't have time for this job. Whereas just a year before, that job was like sucking every speck of my soul from me, okay? So when I gave my notice, it was scary, but it wasn't so much that it stopped me. Because hear this, I was building this bridge the whole time. It wasn't a big leap. It was just a simple step. Crowding out can help you get whatever you want out of your life. I know that sounds like a really bold statement, but it's true. You truly become unstoppable. And the best part is you aren't telling yourself what you can't have all the time. Instead, you tell yourself, I can literally have anything. So what is it that I actually want? And how can I start today? This mindset will fundamentally change the course of your life. Take Marion, for example. So Marion came to me, like most women do, beautiful, talented, smart, but 15 pounds overweight. Her hormones were out of balance. She was bummed about her job. She was stressed all day and bringing it home at night. By focusing on what she wanted to bring in and saying yes to walks in nature and yes to the work she really wanted to be doing and pretty much yes to everything, our mantra, in just 3 months, you guys, yes, 3 months, 3 months, she lost the weight, she cleared up her skin, her energy skyrocketed, and she started her own private practice, launched her website, found the perfect sun-filled office space, bought her dream house. Literally, it just went on the market before her eyes, and she got engaged to the love of her life. In 3 months of practicing these habit change technologies, can you see that Marion gets to have a totally new life now? This is truly what I want for you. So take action now. Write down habit number 4. Say yes instead of no. Practice crowding out. So we're going to break this down a little bit and unpack it, okay? Because I really want you to start to understand how this works and how to put it into play in your own life. So let's make it work for you. Think of 3 things that you would like to crowd out, your paninis, if you will. You know, those things that you don't want to be doing, you know you shouldn't be doing. So think about things like sugar, binge drinking, your job, unhealthy relationships, or habits, okay? So just pause this training, pick 3 for right now. What are 3 things you want to stop doing? Got it? Great. Now pick one of those 3 that you know. If this was no longer an issue for you, it would give you a tremendous amount of freedom. Okay? Circle it now. Okay, now let's do a mini brainstorm of some of the things that you could do instead. So what do you want to bring in? What do you want to say yes to? And I know this can be a little tricky starting out because you are literally changing the way your brain works. But this is a really good thing, you guys. Okay, so take a deep breath, shake off all the heavy stuff. You guys are doing so great, okay? So here's an example. If you want to crowd out sugar, try bringing in or saying yes to stevia or natural sweeteners into your repertoire, or eating a piece of fruit every day after lunch to curb your sweet cravings. If you want to leave your job, start crowding it out by coming up with a strategy to actually transition out and begin that side hustle or side job search. And By the way, if you're not sure what to do or where to begin, or you know you don't want to be doing the work that you're doing right now, but you want to make sure that if you do leave your job, you can make money, pay for health insurance, and all that good stuff, this is my forte. So feel free to email me at info@chrissyleonard.com, and I'd be happy to share more about my business coaching with you. Okay, so we aren't saying quit sugar, quit your job, I need to just, you know, leave this relationship. We're saying, okay, try coconut sugar in your cookies this week, or stevia in your smoothie. We're saying write out some ideas for what you want to do or how you can bring in an income that's not your current job. Or have that powerful conversation in your relationship or your current career that will advance you to the next level. Got it? Good. So pause this training. Think of three things that you can say yes to or bring in or take action on that will start to move you toward your goal. Okay? Now, choose one of those things, just one that you'll commit to doing this week. Circle it now. All right. Awesome work. So you have your action steps laid out. We're in the home stretch. Take a really deep breath in and out. You are doing great. All right. The last habit you need to practice daily if you want to transform your body, career, and life is habit number 5. Follow the joy. Follow the joy. Oh my God, do I love this one. All right. Here's the deal. You can eat well, exercise, make a bunch of money, do all the things, but if you're not having a good time, let's face it, what's the point? The good news is when you make joy and fun part of your path, you go a lot further, a lot faster. And I've got to be honest, I am a firm believer that joy is the closest thing to God. You know, we think it's really selfish to follow our dreams. You say, oh, it must be nice for that person to, you know, like live in that beautiful location and like just farm or do yoga all the time. Like, would love to do that, but it's not for me. Or yeah, of course, I would love to open a healing center or, you know, go back to school and do something I really am passionate about. But like, is that practical? What's written on your heart is yours. It's not enlightened to shove it to the side so that you can start to slave away doing something you think you should be doing. That thing that you love, that thing that's so close that you might not even want to tell people is your true dream, that is your path to your purpose. That is the way to create alignment with yourself and the divine. Following your joy, following your bliss, following that energy that excites you and is really what is fun for you, honestly, is the path to purpose, is the path to the divine. Okay. So often we think we need to suffer and struggle to get what we want or to be like our best selves. But this is the misconception. So studies show that people who are happy in their jobs are actually a lot more productive. And women who are having a good time and feeling connected to other women lose weight the fastest. So we think, really listen to this, please listen to this. We think that when we're thinner or making 6 figures a year, we'll be happy. But actually, the opposite is true. I've seen this through researching studies, and I've seen this in real life, in my own life, and in private practice. It's when we're happier, when we're having more fun, when we're living our life fully expressed, that's when we'll become thinner. That's when we'll release the weight. That's when the cravings diminish. And that's when we really maximize our profitability and become much more effective in all areas of our life. So again, there's science to back this up. I love dabbling in the woo-woo, but girl, I got to let you know, I'm a straight shooter. I want to know what works because we don't have time to mess around. This is your life, okay? So listen in. When we're stressed, our body produces a hormone called cortisol. Cortisol tells your body to slow down your metabolism, turn on the storage for fat, and actually amplify your cravings for sugar and carbs. Okay, did you hear that? When you're stressed, aka not having fun, not in the joy, your body undergoes a chemical reaction that makes you fat. This is specifically true for women who gain weight in their belly. Okay, so visceral fat storage is one of the main indicators that there's a cortisol imbalance. So get this, This is where it gets really good. Even stressing about gaining weight makes you gain weight. So neuroscientists in Germany have actually found that just thinking negatively about yourself or your body or your life, or stressing about losing weight or not being good enough, or I'm not meditating enough, whatever it is, can actually trigger the cortisol response and turn fat storage functions on. So in short, negative thoughts can actually make you store more fat. So women come to me often for nutritional advice because they want to lose weight. And again, I'm using this as an example. If weight loss isn't your thing, no problem. But here's the deal. I'm not going to give them a list of foods to avoid and shame them if they don't make their way in or something like that. This is truly the perfect formula to lose 10 pounds because you try real hard and do all the things. You get super stressed about it. You fall off the wagon and your body's already in a state of wanting to store fat. So you lose the 10 and you gain back 15. And I know we're all raising our hands here where we've experienced that before, and I do not want that to happen to you anymore. Okay? So what I do with my work and my client work is I help you remove deep emotional programming. I help you understand what your body thrives on, how to balance your body biochemically so that you're able to reduce cravings and turn off that fat storage function. But at the same time, what's most important is we craft a bespoke, a custom-tailored experience for you to step into that most vibrant, sexy, magnetic, joyful, fully expressed version of you. The weight loss, as my clients say, is the cherry on top. We don't do this because it just sounds like fun. We do this because truly it's what creates lasting and really remarkable results physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. So let's bring it home with some more real life transformation stories, okay? Because I really want you to look for you in these stories, all right? And what's possible for you. So Jocelyn, an Ivy League grad, amazing, intelligent woman, came to me saying, "Chrissy, look, I haven't lost weight in years. I track calories for everything I eat. I exercise 5 times a week. The scale stays the same. I'm literally starting to believe I am like a mathematical anomaly." Okay, help. So Jocelyn was also a professional cookie and cake tester. Okay, so cutting out all gluten, dairy, sugar, doing it all perfectly simply wasn't even an option. But after using the light, fit, and free method and adding in more fun, Jocelyn lost 12 pounds in 8 weeks. She was actually eating more. She was having more lazy dinners on the porch, drinking wine more. And she left her stressful job and ended up landing a management position at a new company. Though the best part for her wasn't just getting fit and looking really amazing, she had more confidence. She was more magnetic, and she ended up attracting an incredible relationship, something that she had really wanted for years. Okay, my career coaching client, Cassie, another incredible human, loving, brilliant, beautiful, but she struggled with her website and social media and trying to get her brand just right. Nothing felt like her. She was stressed about finances and had a baby on the way. The pressure was on. But after a power session together and her finding out how she can have more fun with it and actually be more herself in her work and in her brand and really let her wild side shine, she revamped her entire brand. She filled her one-on-one coaching practice and actually launched her first group program. She recently landed an interview on CNN that skyrocketed her book sales to number one on Amazon, all while having a baby, moving to a new house, and going to school at Harvard, you guys, okay? So if Jocelyn and Cassie can make these types of radical changes that they never thought possible, you can too. The power of habit change and high-level coaching makes the impossible things possible. So take action now. Write down habit number 5, follow the joy, and write down 5 things that you know bring you joy, okay? So here are some of my favorites. Fresh linen sheets, fresh flowers, fresh picked food, shaking my booty with my girlfriends, eating beautiful meals off of nice plates, traveling anywhere and everywhere, yoga, burning candles, wearing clothes and jewelry that kind of make me feel like an eclectic artist. I love MAC Rebel lipstick. I love my Oliver Peoples sunglasses. I love making art, and I love not taking myself too seriously. So write down your power list, those things that you know bring you joy. And if you're having trouble coming up with this list, or you're noticing a lot of the things that you like to do for fun or for joy involve food or drinking or chocolate or things like that, which is totally fine, but you're not noticing that there's a lot outside of that, this is actually really powerful insight. This is really good for you to start to look at and notice, because when we're only getting fun from food or from drinking or from doing the unhealthy habits, then the truth is we're probably not going to change those things, right? Because you're so deprived of pleasure and fun, like most people on the planet are right now, that if that's your only way of getting fun, you're going to do it day in and day out, okay? But if you have some really good strategies for bringing in fun and pleasure and changing that stress response into one that's a relaxation response, then you really have an opportunity here to have a life that you want without using food as a crutch. Okay? So, guess what? Woohoo! You did it! You now have 5 daily habits and action steps that you can start to take this week. Right? So go ahead and look at your notes. Habit 1, drink hot lemon water in the morning. Habit 2, make meditation no big deal. Literally, you can do it laying down with your eyes closed, pretending to be asleep before the kids come in. I swear to God, it will still help you. Habit 3, treat movement as medicine. No more grinding away, girls. We are taking it to the next level. We move our bodies to get stronger, not to get skinnier. Habit 4, say yes instead of no. Practice crowding out. Get clear on what you want and take really powerful, aligned action in that direction. And 5, our all-time favorite, have some fun. Follow the joy. Notice what it is that you love and start to take action, bringing one of those things in this week. Okay, great work. Stand up, shake it out. Start to wiggle your arms and your legs and open your mouth really wide and shake your head from side to side. You did it, all right? You are a finisher. Now, remember, no action, no results. So put these action steps into play this week. And if you want more accountability and support and tools and breaking through the barriers of what's held you back in the past and a proven path to get you to your goals, I'm here to help you make it happen. Until then, I'll see you in your inbox in a weekly-ish occasion with new action challenges, tools, and techniques for helping you create the body and life that you really want. Be sure to add me to your contact list or drag me from the promotions folder to your inbox so we can keep this connection going. Please share this training with any friends or family who you think would find it helpful, and I'll see you soon.